Beyond the nuclear dangers, there's the economic blowback. Japan's stock market plunged more than 6% today, the first full day of business since the earthquake and tsunami struck. Also today, the Bank of Japan said it would inject a record $183 billion into the markets to build up confidence in Japan's battered economy. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports.
The damage done by Japan's earthquake and tsunami was already staggering before factoring in the costs of disabled and overheated nuclear power plants. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan yesterday called the entire situation the worst Japan has faced since World War II. And for the first time since World War II,
I have agreed that we will implement a managed blackout.
He asked that industry conserve power, private residences too. Japan gets almost 30% of its energy from nuclear power plants, or did before five were shut down immediately after the earthquake. And two explosions occurred, one today at Fukushima. That explosion prompted the aircraft carrier the USS Ronald Reagan to move further offshore because of radiation concerns. Another reactor at Fukushima has lost its cooling capacity, and it's feared an explosion could occur there, too. Besides the clear safety concerns, David Satterwhite, director of Fulbright Japan, says all this will have a knock-on effect.
What we have seen in terms of the nuclear power plant failures means that the electric power grid will have a rolling impact not just on blackouts here in Tokyo, but on the economy as well.
But not so much that it's crippling, he believes.
No significant industrial plant has been damaged. The auto manufacturing plants and so on and the downstream stream of parts and so on is disrupted at present, and there will be disruptions because of the electrical power grid. But I think over the long term, the negative impact on the economy is not going to be as serious as many fear.
For now, auto manufacturers have taken a hit. Some had suppliers in the quake-hit area, and Toyota suspended operations in all its manufacturing plants in Japan. But while auto stocks plunged today, construction company stocks soared. Once the dead are laid to rest and the debris is cleared, rebuilding will begin. Prime Minister Naoto Kan yesterday offered encouragement toward that end.
In terms of this earthquake and tsunami, I am very confident that the Japanese people will come together and overcome this difficulty.
And difficult it will be, with thousands of people still unaccounted for and feared dead, with economic losses expected to surpass $100 billion, with disruptions in the supply chain and reduced production due to rolling brownouts. Still, if any country is up to the task of rebuilding, Japan is. It's done it before, after World War II, with the help of the United States. It's got offers of help now from some 70 countries. All in, the Bank of Japan says it still expects a modest economic recovery this year. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad.